I find it very interesting when I'm being courted by some Caucasian males, they bring up their compassion for Black Lives Matter. I don't know if they are honest about their convictions or it's all a front to get me to give up some booty. And lately, I become suspicious because I'm thinking their support for Black Lives Matter is used as a scam to get into my pocketbook. This is Eric, and welcome to the craziness that lives inside my head. There are human beings out there that have sexual preferences for Black humans, just like human beings have sexual preferences for white humans, Asian humans, and etc. These humans use whatever means necessary to get that person. Some use money, some use sexual favors, and some are manipulative in acquiring their goal. When I was 17, hanging out on 42nd Street in New York City in the 60s, an African businessman was standing in the doorway of one of the buildings and called me over. He took out a $50 bill and wanted me to go with him to the hotel room and have sex. I freaked out and ran home. Running to the Times Square subway station was a contradiction to why I was cruising on 42nd Street in the first place. Be careful what you pray for, my mama always said. I've learned early in life, if you want something bad enough, you will find a way to achieve it. That includes sex, money, and hard work. I also learned that con artists and players would say anything to get into your drawers or wallet. If they wanted it bad enough, they were very skillful with words and making you feel extremely comfortable. In my drinking and drugging days, I used to get ripped off a lot picking up the wrong type of guys at the bars. All that glittered wasn't gold or husband worthy. So now, in 2021, we have dating apps. And we all heard the story about the scams on dating apps and how con artists, it's funny because the first thing they say, you know you're being conned if you somebody notify you on the dating app and they try to get you away from the app. I forgot how that works, but you understand what I'm saying. They want to get you, separate you from the crowd so they can talk their crap and get you to hand over the money or the goods. Well, that's not what I'm talking about. It's not so much about scam artists. It's something that's been going on recently. And it may be waning, but we all know back in when COVID first came out, this thing called Black Lives Matter. And I'm on a dating app, and I'm talking to these guys on a dating app. Not all guys. I mean, I should say not all Caucasian men. But I find it very interesting that some Caucasian men in their profile will put that in their profile. They'll either just put at the end of their profile, just put Black Lives Matter. Or, of course, they would also put in the profile they weren't Trump supporters and don't contact me if you're a Trump supporter. And then at the end of that, I could see Black Lives Matter. But anyway, a couple of guys I talk to, or they contact me, we talk, and we even talk on the phone and all like this. And then they would go on and on and on about how Black Lives Matter, Black people this, and they support Black people, and blah, 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 blah. And when you coming over? Or, you know, it's like they want a boyfriend, they want this, and Black Lives Matter, and when can I see you? You know, and that sort of thing. Well, anyway, let's get down to the story. The scam is still out there. I noticed that the scam is still out there. There are guys, there's one guy who would Actually, there's one guy who texts me. And he would text me. This is interesting. He would text me naked black men. Now, not naked white men, but naked black men having sex. You know, naked black men having sex, naked black men this. And I kindly text him back that I didn't appreciate that, you know, all this, you know, naked black men and stuff like that. I mean, if you want to text me naked pictures, text me your negative, you know. And he came back with, well, I support Black Lives Matter. I find that very interesting to come back. That was a comeback. After I told him I didn't appreciate seeing all those black naked men. And then you come back, I support Black Lives Matter. And I don't know if he support Black Lives Matter or he was trying to say that he was into black men, which that's what he was trying to say. But by him being that Black Lives Matter was a big thing at the time, I guess with the black community, so I guess he was trying to butter me up or whatever. Anyway, I wrote back. I said, listen, I'm not just into... And I came out and told him. I said, you want to know the truth? I'm not into black men with big dicks. Every black man picture he sent to me had to be at least 10 inches or more. Everyone. And then I text back. I said, well, I'm a black man. I don't have 10 inches. I guess I'm average. I said, if that's what you're looking for, then you're looking for the wrong man. And then he came back. And this is, now mind you, I already told him that I didn't appreciate all those naked black men pictures. And then I text back. I wasn't, you know, if that's what he was looking for, I wasn't the man for him. Anyway, his response was that he was into black men. He liked black men. He had 2 or 3 black lovers and Black Lives Matter. He put that in there again. And I'm like, okay, so what does that mean? Black Lives Matter so you can have sex? And anyway, to take me, I tried. He didn't send me pictures of his nakedness, okay? When I was dealing in the 70s on Christopher Street and in the bars and the gay bars on Christopher Street, I've had white guys, Caucasian males, actually said to my face, I wouldn't go to bed with a black man unless he had a big dick. And this guy, even though I told him I didn't have the BBC or the BBD, he came back with, well, Black Lives Matter. You know, I like black men. I said, okay. I mean, it just got me to thinking that we all know about slavery. And a lot of times, especially in the 60s and 70s, it was pretty common knowledge that a lot of, not all Caucasian people, but a lot of them thought of black men and women as sexual tools, I guess. And we all know, I shouldn't say we all know, and there's been reports back in the slavery time, that's what they were used for. So here we are in 2021, and I'm having this conversation with this Caucasian male who wants a relationship. I mean, he went all out and said that he used to live in my neighborhood, not my neighborhood, but in my area, and he has family in my area, and you know, I'm giving me the impression that he was ready to move in, and Black Lives Matter. I mean, so Black Lives Matter. Well, what about me? You know, that's all I have to say is, well, what about me? What about me that you like? You know, what happened if I wasn't black? What about my personality? What about we all have baggage. What about my baggage? And we all are damaged. What about the damage? You know, we carry personal damages and baggage. And what about all that? But because we can't lay in the bed all day, we got to have, there's life outside the bed. And by you keep saying Black Lives Matter, I don't understand what does that mean. I know what it means to me. It may not mean the same thing to you or to him. And I was trying to get out of him what did he mean by Black Lives Matter. Why he keeps bringing that up. Yes, you told me you want a black lover. Yes, you said you've had black lovers. Yes, yes, you said that you know that not all black men got the big black dick. You told me all that. But you keep saying Black Lives Matter. I mean, why are you pushing that? You know? I mean, am I going to like you more? I don't think so. Because I gotta find out what Black Lives Matters to you to know where you're coming from. Like I said, in the 70s, I've had so many Caucasian gay men who actually came out and said to my face, I wouldn't date a black man unless he had a big dick. And a lot of those guys, I've seen them with black lovers. And of course, those black lovers had big dicks. I mean, I don't know. And that's what the story of this podcast is. To find out when people use cliche, and Black Lives Matter is a cliche at this point. When they use these cliches and you're trying to have a serious conversation with them about relationships, especially racial relationships. And what does that mean to you? I mean, just like someone came out and said, well, all lives matter. Yeah, and then there's a lot of black people and those who support Black Lives Matter would get upset. Well, we know all lives matter. What's something to get upset about? What's the bottom line? What does it mean to you? You know, I had a cousin. She put on Facebook, and she put what Black Lives Matter to her, and she said that, for she knows, if a black man kills a black man, and a white man kills a black man, a white man may get slapped on the wrist and may go to jail for some time, whatever. You know, not sometimes, but for a little time. But a black man is going to go for jail for the rest of his life. Because we all know that the inequality of the courts of this country. So she put that was her Black Lives that mattered. This is Eric. And thank you for listening to the craziness that lives inside my head.